And we're back, another episode of Last One Standing hit, and it was great. I mean, I just love it, but the fans are going crazy, and we'll get to that. I'm Malu, and this is
Debbie B. I'm here.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes, we're here. Let's do it. So the fans are going crazy. I mean, everybody's, you know, saying ugly comments and... You know, and I want to talk
ugly
about this
back and forth.
Back and forth. And I'm not really looking at a lot of it. And so just the little bit that I see or that you tell me about Debbie is, wow.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. And it's like, what is going on?
Well, you know who the star of the show is, right?
I do.
Who do you think?
I think everybody, everything is revolving around Jeff.
Nope.
Of course.
Nope.
The star
is not Jeff. It's the editors, because the editors are making this show freaking fantastic. Thumbs up to you, editors. Seriously.
Great. Great job.
I think it's both.
Perfect.
I think Jeff is just really giving them some good content, along with their editing tricks. It is great. So
it is great.
Now, a lot of people want everybody to love each other and everybody to get along, but the truth of the matter is, this is great TV.
Great. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Yes. I'm loving it too. Loving it. So let's get down to the diva and the daddy. Who do you think the diva is?
Who do I think the diva is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let me count. It's Jeff.
No, the diva's Dan.
What do you mean? Well, of course, okay, of course it's Dan.
A diva is a female version of a hustler. And Dan was hustling that honey girl, wasn't he?
He was. He was like, I'm not about to get all crazy. Let me call some backup. But yeah, good find. Awesome.
But when Gary just stuck his fingers in Dan's mouth.
Oh my God.
And Dan was like, yes, we're dating now. I was like,
oh. I was like, is this okay? Were you watching this with your partner?
Is that
I loved it.
Is that easy, Dan? Just a little bit of honey and now he's your sugar daddy?
Is it that easy?
Yes, it is. Because if you're out there in the wild, let me tell you something, Gary. You feed me some honey off your fingers, boy, it be on all night long. Because you'll have all the energy from the honey.
Yeah. Yeah, probably big sugar rush for all of them.
Yes. Nice. Except Jeff.
Nice. Anyway,
the diva is Dan, daddy is Gary. Gary, you can be my daddy anytime. Just bring the honey. Feed me.
Yeah, feed me.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have drama who didn't get no sugar.
Yeah. Don't get no sugar if you don't play nice.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised. Let's just talk about the honey. And then Chini got some sugar.
She did. She did get some sugar.
But it was so emotional.
It was. And I thought, aw, that's what I got all mad about. I was like, no. I loved it. I'm like, aw, I did. I loved it.
I mean, you were kind of worried about Chini, right?
I was. I'm like, is it the helicopter? Chini going out like this? And I was like, happy it just played out that way. It was good.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, she went down. I didn't know if she had passed out. Or really passed out, you know, or she just lay down and rested her eyes. I was worried.
It's the editors, because they made her, she just lay down because she was dizzy, which is what you're supposed to do when you're dizzy. We knew she wasn't going out yet because she hasn't said, let's cut their balls off. So remember, you just got to remember for that.
That's right.
But Jeff didn't get any honey, but who told Jeff about the honey?
Who told Jeff about the honey? Well, he could hear them. He could hear them. And he thought, oh, they're just being loud, so I can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, karma's coming back to me. So maybe he could hear them?
I don't know.
You think somebody told them?
I think somebody told them. They didn't show it. The editors are sneaky. And so let's go back to those editors. Matt and his finger cutting. So many people thought Matt was going home because of the finger cut. Which I knew he wasn't. Mm-hmm. I've seen other parts of the show where he did not have the splint on. Everybody, go back and look. He's not even wearing the splint when he catches the frogs, when he's cleaning the frogs. They said keep it straight for a couple of days.
You're right. And wait, splint. It was wrapped, though, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
He was trying not to get it wet.
Oh, no. There, if you look, there's he's next to the pot, and you can actually see the sutures. And I'm like, there's no bandage.
Oh,
you
okay.
can see the sutures, and then later on, there's a new Band-Aid on it, which is fine. They're wrapping and rewrapping it. You know, but first it was, you know, all, let's put a stick on there.
Mm-hmm.
Those editors, I'm telling you.
I was like, no, he's not going out because of the finger.
Not yet, at least. Yeah, so it was so sweet, the honey part of the show. But there's some sour parts. Debbie, what was your worst or best sour part of the show?
My best sour, bittersweet part? Is, of course, and he had it coming, when Waz gives it to Jeff and tells him, you're the best at being a piece of shit. You know what? You know that?
That was good.
I mean, it was good. And I did. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And I can agree with a lot of things Jeff says, a lot of things everybody says. But he did. He had it coming. Because he wants a fair trade for the game. Okay? But it's not good enough when they got meat.
Oh, his hands are open for the meat.
Yeah. No, what are you trading for the meat? That's what they need to say. Or now they say, well, you just won't get meat. We won't trade with you anymore.
No, no, not trade. I mean, give. They have been giving him meat. And he's been taking it. And Waz says, you should not have taken the meat then. If you want to trade, then why are you taking the meat? And it's been a long time coming.
It has. It has.
And, you know, tempers have boiled. Yep. Everybody's getting upset with Jeff, and Jeff's starting to catch on. But this is the thing. They're playing two different games. Everybody's mad. The fans are going crazy. Mm-hmm. People are talking so much mess about everybody.
Oh,
but you know what? Jeff's playing the game a certain way. And the way that he's playing it, I don't agree with 100%. Because it should have been the first 21 days. Let's everybody get along. That would have been the smart thing to do. But the entertaining thing to do is to be a weasel. And Jeff, you are the best at it.
Yeah, he is. He's the best at it. Piece of shit. But the best at it also.
Yes.
I mean, like, what do you do? I can see how the fans are going crazy. I really can.
But Waz is playing the game.
Oh, yeah. He's in
it now. Oh, no, he's been in it from the beginning.
Yeah, I think he's, like, strategizing, and he says, you know, I've been trying to do it, you know, on the
low.
Down low. Yeah, on the low. I feel like he's ready to make a 180. I think we're going to see
stuff from him. Well, I think he's still going to be, you know, Waz, wonderful Waz. Waz is still going to win. He's just flying under the radar, doing his thing. Smart play. And he's playing it smart from the very beginning, and he's going to play it smart all the way to the end. Let's talk about Matt. Matt is everybody's favorite. Everybody's going crazy about Matt. But you know what? I think Matt is making mistakes in the sense that he's letting Jeff get under his skin.
You think?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think he's trying to like play it safe also, maybe with the finger thing. Don't you think?
No. I think that Matt is...
No?
I can't explain it. I think... Remember when I was telling Sexy Mike that lesson of, you know, the person who wants the most attention, if you help them, it brings you down? It's kind of like that. Jeff is doing all this, and Matt's, like, strategizing against, you know, Jeff, and when you should just be focusing on nothing else.
Yeah, I do see
that. But he's talking about Jeff all the time, too, though. He's like, we gotta watch... Talking about Jeff in front of Gary. They're sitting down there saying, let's figure out how to get this cash before Jeff. Like, it's always Jeff, 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 Jeff. But that's editing
for
too,
everybody
right?
Too. Oh, yeah. They got to catch that right at the right time and throw that in there. Yeah. I did see, I want to see if you noticed, when they're all eating the honey, surrounded by the honeycombs, and they're laughing. Someone says Jeff's name. And they said, oh, I wasn't even thinking about Jeff. Nobody was thinking about Jeff. And Dan says, I was. Did you see that? And I was like, what was he thinking? Was he saying it? And I was thinking about him, like, missing out on this? Or...
No, Dan doesn't want Jeff to get anything.
Yeah.
Ben said it more than once. Or, and I don't know which part you're talking about. I did not see that part. No.
Oh,
but,
no? Yeah, I see. Yeah.
But I heard Dan say more than once, more than twice, not Jeff, not Jeff, not Jeff. We don't want Jeff.
Yeah.
And so, and it comes back to the community. Remember how Matt was like, oh, this is so beautiful when he first cut his hand and all of them helped, you know, build up his cowboy camp and they all pitched in?
Yeah. Everybody came to help him. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the way everybody should have played the game the first 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it would have been boring.
I agree. It would have been boring. I mean, it's a game. I get his style of what Jeff was doing. You know, and I liked it. I did at first. But then I thought, you know, everybody's got a point. They are out there, the naked, cold, hungry. They're still surviving. It's still, you know, naked and afraid. Yes. You got to make it 21 days.
Well, it just goes back to this being a game. Let's talk about the Bayou Boys breaking up.
Man.
Steven that was literally tough. Cried. And Jeff literally complained and said that his feelings were hurt.
He hasn't come by. Something's different. Like, they didn't even know each other. Like, I thought they would have, like, hung out or... But then again, Steven says, you know, he didn't want to leave. Which was a thing that Jeff didn't do with Stacy. Like, I didn't want to leave her side. I've been having to do stuff, protecting my partner, you know.
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Just doing
I don't understand
more.
What you're saying. You're rambling. What are you
mean?
Saying? You're saying that Steven didn't want to leave.
He says, I have to take care of my partner.
But he wasn't saying that in a nice way. He was literally saying, Sarah's frustrating me. I'm doing all my work. That's not why he didn't stay by... That's not why he didn't go see Jeff. He didn't go see Jeff because they're not feeling each other. Don't let's...
Well, in the beginning,
not
even?
Not even in the beginning. No.
Oh,
Steven's
okay.
Steven's a little frustrated with Sarah. Remember when Dan and Chini had to go their separate ways? They're like, oh, and they're sad and they're depressed. Steven and Sarah were like, all right, peace out.
Okay.
And then Steven's like, I'm trying not to let it show on my face. That I'm doing all the grunt work.
Right. Well, I figured that's why he wasn't hanging around or going to see Jeff or anything in the beginning.
Nothing like that.
No? So they didn't click from the very beginning.
Exactly,
then.
Because from the very beginning, you remember.
Okay.
Jeff was like, I'm taking all your stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
that's right.
From the very beginning, Jeff is being gung-ho about trading, about getting all the cash. And remember what I said from before the show even aired? I said, I hope this doesn't ruin friendships. Before the show aired, I predicted this. I what, Debbie? Called it.
Called it. Called it. So one by one, he just had been getting on everybody's nerves. One by one, checking them off.
It's different strategies.
I said, of surviving, survivalist, and playing the game?
No, I think the survivalist skills they all got. Just like Steven said, it's great to see all of us bring our different skills to the table and us produce. But the way that they're playing the game is 100% different.
Right? And Matt says again to Jeff, it's not the items that you're going to have in the end that's going to... It's going to get you the win.
Yes, but then Jeff makes a good point.
It's your survival
skills. And says, no, but those items help me.
Help me get there. Yeah, he does
say that. So Jeff is right and Matt's right. They're both right. But I can tell you who's the most right. Matt's the most right because Jeff ain't going to win. By the way, y'all, sorry to tell you, if you haven't caught on, Jeff's not winning the game.
No.
So we're not worried. So calm down. Calm the F down.
Right.
He's not winning. Jeff's not winning. Matt's not winning. So take a chill pill and enjoy the ride.
Yeah. They're just like going at
it.
And I'm like, come on now. Don't you be getting my survivalist. Take it off these pages or I'm going to be very upset.
Jeff made a post about how people meet on the football field, which I know Jeff is not looking at my page, but that's what I said. Before the show even started, you know, I think it was before the show started or it was right when the show started. When you're competing against somebody, you don't knock somebody down softly. You knock them down hard, right. And then you help them up. Mm-hmm. You'll knock your sister out in a heartbeat, especially Tina.
I'll take her down. And they'd be like, come on, here you go. You know, I wouldn't feed her to the wolves, though. You know what I mean?
Right. So,
or would I? You?
If $100,000 was on the line, I don't know. And that's where we are right now. Jeff feels like he's being bullied, but Jeff, you're not being bullied. Waz, Matt, Dan, none of them are bullying you. They just don't like the way you're playing the game.
Right. And he does say, well, and he calls it bullying. He does call it bullying. But he says, well, you know, I know karma does, you know, take her around, so I'll just have to sit here and take the bullying. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's your turn. You know what I mean?
It's weird to see both sides, right?
I know. I like back and forth and back and forth and I don't know.
Gary's seeing both sides.
I was going to say.
Gary's playing daddy. Like, hey, daddy, you're playing both sides, which is smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a good thing.
Because he played it. You know why Gary's the smartest guy so far? Gary's the smartest guy because he's playing both sides, but he played the first 21 the right way.
He is smart. Very smart. He is also crazy. You mean Jeff? Yeah, Gary is crazy. I was like, who let him climb up the tree? I was like, he is way up there. Again. And then with the bees. That was awesome, yes. Though.
He said he was a honey badger.
Beehive.
I was really impressed with his skills. Now I feel like I know how to calm bees down. I'm being serious. I really feel like I know how to do it now. But I'm so happy to see Waz not playing both sides now. Because he doesn't like Jeff. I'm glad he told Jeff off. I'm glad that Jeff and Steven are hashing it out in their own kind of way. Steven's talking it out. Jeff is expressing his emotions. And I think it's good that we see that. I hope Steven sees Jeff's part because they're fighting on social media. And I don't know if it's real or not. Steven said he hasn't been watching the episodes. And I hope you watch Jeff say that he's hurt. And the reason why both of them are hurt are lack of communication.
Again. Yes. Aww. I love Steven. I really do. I think, too, he's doesn't say too much. He doesn't, you know, have the face where, like, how he says, you know, he's letting people know what's going on.
I know he has perfect freaking hair. Like, was his one survival item product? Because his hair has the perfect curls. Reminds me of Elvis hair. I was, like, looking at him like, his hair is perfect.
Did he take a comb? Did they let you take a comb out there?
So let's talk about Gary not getting a reception when he joins Sheenie and Sarah. Oh, it broke my heart. It was like getting picked last for your dodgeball team. I am so sorry, Gary.
Hey, Gary. Yeah. I would have loved
Gary. Overwatch, give me a break.
I would have loved Gary.
the other team so far is a dream freaking team.
It is. Mm-hmm. All back together again. Yes. I mean, I did like that.
Do you have any calls on where Matt and Jeff are going? Where do you think they're going? I know. So I can't say anything because I know. I don't want to ruin it for everybody.
I'm gonna go on a limb here. I'm gonna say Jeff goes to the left. To the left. I think Jeff's gonna go to
you
the
think
left.
So?
With the guys.
Interesting.
I do.
It doesn't really matter. They're all gonna be interacting together. Because you see Jeff and Matt together saying, quit complaining about losing every day.
Oh yeah. Yes.
So does it really matter?
No, I
want to know about the alliances. Okay. I want to know, you know, what's going on with the alliances. They're not talking about that. There's so much that they're not talking about on this show. It's driving me bananas. Mm-hmm. The editors are doing a good job.
And I didn't know they were going to go into groups again. So, like, how long are they going to be, into their own groups. I mean, until the two day groups. 42. Okay, this day 42, where did you see that? I've not seen it anywhere.
It's been on the show. It's been...
It yes. has?
I mean, everything that I tell you, I get from the show.
I'm like, we're day 42. I'm like, what happened?
So, day 42 is okay. where it becomes critical. Somebody is going home. Somebody's going home. Maybe two people are going home. I'm not saying on day 42. I'm saying that that helicopter is taking somebody out.
Oh, no. Okay. And I think when Waz starts stepping it up, it's also, or when he says he's, like, got to start paying attention, and maybe this greed thing is going to be a thing, it's when Dan comes back to get more honey, and he didn't have a lot at first, so he didn't get, like, a good amount.
No, like, I think Dan got his fair share.
Oh, no, Waz. He didn't have, like, his second portion or whatever, and then Dan came and got
more. That's Waz's fault.
So... I know, but that's where he's saying this thing is going to be, you know, where no more sharing. Yeah. No more sharing. What's yours is yours, and it's going to come down to it, which I... That works for you!
What?
I said, I called it! I called it. I said, Waz is eventually going to have to. I think that it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
You know what I mean? He's going to have...
It's not going to happen. You can call it. We'll see. But what did Waz say? Dan has sticky fingers, but he still let Dan have it.
And he could have said, well, I didn't really get, you know. Well, again, I think it's his heart, maybe. Like, go ahead. You know what I mean? Like, you got it or whatever. And then he just says, I didn't get my shit.
And see, that's why me and Dan would diva fight. Because Dan would be like, oh, look at that big piece. I'd be like, oh, no, that's my piece. And then we're like, oh, no, that's my piece. So that would be a diva fight. Yeah. Dan, anytime you want a diva fight with me, bring it. Bring it.
Yes.
What about Gary bringing Jeff Aloe? And they never talk about it.
Oh.
But Gary walks up to Jeff's camp, and he has like 3 to 4 pieces of aloe in his hand. And he's kind of showing him the aloe. And they start, and then the editors do their little tricky trick, and they cut it. They never talk about the aloe, but when Gary walks off, he has no aloe. So, Gary's, he might not have given him any honey, but he definitely gave him some aloe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see that. He did. Mm-hmm. And he says he didn't mention anything about the honey. Or is that what you mean? Jeff says he didn't say anything about the honey, so I still... He still can't be trusted.
So y'all quit fighting on social media.
Yeah.
I don't think Jeff's a bad person. Jeff's just playing the game different. I don't think Matt's doing anything wrong or being a hypocrite, because that's what people are saying about him, right?
Yeah.
They're calling them mean girls. They're not mean girls. They're just standing up for themselves because they think the game should be played a different way.
Mm-hmm. Different plays. Different quarters. We're going onto another quarter.
Hail Mary time. It is Hail Mary time. Get it together, people. Yep. Get out there. Watch out for yourself, but act like you care. If I was a coach, that's what I would say.
Be nice.
Some people are saying that Sarah is the most lazy person ever. Y'all, Sarah, I don't think Sarah's lazy. It's editing.
Who said this?
It's all over the internet. People are Sarah bashing because Steven made the little comment about, like, I'm doing all the grunt work.
I mean, was Gwen being lazy? You know, was Jeannie being lazy when she didn't feel good? Was Stacy being lazy when she didn't feel good?
Oh, you're 100% right. But let me just, I forgot to talk to you about something. When in the heck did Jeannie and Dan find time to build that beautiful shelter, and they had a rock reflecting wall? Their shelter looked beautiful. When did they find time to do that?
In this last zone? In this last zone?
Go back
zone?
And look at their shelter. They use a natural covering. And then if you look, they have logs built up. Interlinked logs built up. And it is crazy. And they have a reflecting rock wall. I mean, they killed their shelter. They're the only, they win for best shelter.
Yeah, I think she hangs back a lot because her situation for the cold, she's like, I'm like, listen, go do what you gotta do, Mr. Diva. I'll get the house where I'll get the shelter ready because she can't be cold.
Well, maybe
you know
she
what
built
I mean?
The shelter. I don't know.
Good thing. I liked their little spot too. I thought, you know, they drew that little lion, or was it like a animal on
Forget
the stone?
Forget the hand drawings. Build a freaking cover.
Oh my God. Love that. It's creepy.
And that's why you would
they
be cold.
A home.
That's why I would be stepping over your cold body, knocking you down, and I would be over there with Dan and Chini helping build a nice shelter. Quit drawing on walls and build a shelter.
My house would be cute. My house would be cute. They got time for that. Mr. Link has time to, you know, do some fashion cutting. Let me see. Jeff
has all the pelts. It doesn't matter. He can just build a lean-to with all the pelts.
Yeah, Jeff's sweating in his pelts.
And let me tell you something about that. That is the smartest thing in the world. He's doing it for the TV. He's making love to the camera. Nobody can hear him saying that. So don't get all mad. It's not like he's saying it to their faces. He's just making love to the camera, giving us a good show.
Yeah. He is. That's true. He is. He's just talking to himself. Just be here. I'm sweating.
That was really great TV, yeah. Jeff.
I was like, no, he did.
I was like, oh. So, okay, let's talk about that point.
That was good.
He's making love to the camera while Sarah is cold. And his Bayou brother, Steven. Three pelts.
Yeah.
They're cold. Is Jeff wrong or right for that?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll have to say that day they chose to go do their shelter first. Be as it may, however they built their shelter, Jeff went to go look for the caches. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're going to pick and choose. And then you can't whine about what you don't have or what you do have. I think. When it comes to certain things, you know, you're cold, but you didn't go out looking for no cashier. We're cold. Let's go see what's out there. We need some pelts. We need some tools or survival tools. I mean, how can you complain if you didn't go out to go look for those things? You're just going to wait for a trade? A trade came. You didn't want to give them the bow. You didn't say, okay, well, how about, you know, we'll give you the bow, like how we said last time, get some food and we'll, for the night, you know, give us the pelts for a night. The communication again, you know what I mean? So do I think Jeff is wrong all the time?
Would you give your sister a pelt?
I don't. But
you have three pelts.
What?
Would you give your sister a pelt? You have three pelts. You're in a game for $100,000. You know for 100% sure you're not going to share the money. Y'all will go to prison if you share the money. Okay? So, you're in the game. Would you give your sister a pelt?
I would say yeah.
Okay. Jeff and Steven are Boma brothers, and he did not give him a pelt. And that's what it comes down to for everybody on the internet. Jeff did not give his Boma blood brother a pelt.
That's a toughie. But still, I would say I get that point, but I get the point where Jeff says, like, You guys didn't go out there either. Like, I'm supposed to just hand you stuff. I go out there and do my work. You guys are sitting here.
Let's find out that. Is Jeff an only child? Would I give my brother a pelt? Hell yes. I don't care what kind of game it is. I would give him a pelt. I wouldn't ask for a trade. But then I would say, hey, bro, I just gave you that pelt. You better let me, you know, use that bow or I'm going to give you a nugget and I'm going to call mom and tell her. So, yes. He should have given him the freaking pelt.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. But again, I say, like, I do understand how he's thinking, you know, like, I'm the one out here getting it. Like, I would tell my sister, okay, I'm doing all the hard work, you know, but I'll show you what kind of person I am. You know, I'm just going to give this to you.
Rub it in his face and say it. That's right. What he should have done.
Right.
And when I want this back, mm-hmm. I want it back.
He doesn't. And then again, brothers and sisters, they really, they'll get down and get into it. Maybe that's coming.
And then they make up, too.
They make up,
Jeff,
too. Yeah.
And Steven, I'm sure this is the last time you're going to be on Naked and Afraid. I hope that this is, I'm sure this is it for them. I'm sure of it. I hope that y'all's tiff online is not real. We understand both points of view. I don't think either one of you have hatred for each other. Y'all both care about each other. Please make up by the end of this show in real life. We love you, and we're making fun, but we got to remember there's editing. These are real feelings and real people, and I understand both sides of it. But when it boils down to it, so far, nobody's actually stabbed anybody. So y'all can make up.
Yeah, and hopefully. Hopefully they do.
And with that,
hopefully it is, for TV.
It's TV, y'all. Hopefully. Give us a freaking break. Yeah. The editors are doing things. We don't know exactly everything that's being said. At the same time, when Jeff was doing that, you know, oh, I'm sweating, he might have cried and said he was lonely. He might have cried and said, I really miss Steven. You don't know what he did because the editors cut it out.
Yeah, you don't know. Good point. Good point. We always have to keep that in
always
mind.
Always got to keep that in mind.
We do.
With that, we're going to end the podcast, but I want to talk about getting down and dirty, Debbie.
Down and dirty? Didn't we just do that?
I mean, down and dirty.
Deeper?
Dirty, dirty, dirty. EJ is having down and dirty in person Survive with EJ Basics. Okay, it's 3 days of basic survival skill training. You're going to learn shelter and security, fire making, water sourcing. If you want to learn the basics of survival, 3 days in July for half off, it's only like $650. You can spend 3 days in the wild learning from the godfather of Naked and Afraid, EJ.
EJ Snyder? Wow, where did you see
that? It's on his website. And I was like, what? Yes, Down and Dirty Special, EJSnyder.com. Definitely check it out. If you think that you need to learn the basics of survival, or you want to touch up, or you just want to get out there and meet the greatest, you need to go check it out, EJSnyder.com. It's the cheapest it's ever going to be. I think it's because it's a last minute thing. I'm not 100% sure, because I know that this is way less. It's like half of what his normal fee is. So this is a deal and a half.
That's amazing. Learning survival skills from the godfather himself.
I don't need to go take the class because I'm an expert, armchair survivalist expert. You know, now if this was an advanced armchair survivalist class, I might be interested. But no, this is just the basics. And I've already learned the basics. But other people, I think this will be really cool.
Right. Check it out. That is amazing. That's awesome. He's doing that. I love that. We're going to have to share that.
So we're out. Hey, I'm going to check it out. EJSnyder.com. There's limited spaces.
EJSnyder.com.
This is not a paid thing. I just saw it and I was like, oh my God, this is so freaking cool. I want to go.
Awesome.
We'll I want to go. That. Now I want to go.
I'm going to check it out.
You know how much I love everybody? I'm not going to go, so there'll be a spot for you.
Right. We'll skip out on this one.
Yeah, we'll skip out on this one just for you because we love you so much. And if you love us, please like and subscribe and share and watch next week and stop being mean on the internet, right?
Yes. Quit being a mean girl.
That's right. Peace out.
Peace out.